howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, I have been clean for over a year, then all of a sudden my dealer showed up with Girl Scout cookies.
Your dealer?
Yeah. Doggone, those little girls, I do so good for a year, and then here they come back.
Here they are.
I know it. Yeah. No, you sure can't. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
All right, are you ready?
I'm always ready. You know I was born ready.
The born ready, yeah. The Ten Commandments for Seniors.
I need these.
Oh, my. Oh, dear, yeah. Commandment number one,
okay.
Talk to yourself. There are times when you need an expert's opinion.
That is the absolute truth.
Right, yeah, yes. Right. Yes. If I need an expert opinion, I'll ask myself. All right. Commandment number two.
Okay.
In style are the clothes that still fit.
That's right.
That's what's
something about a dingo, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. Them bell bottoms and angel flight pants. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Bringing back some painful memories. There's some things you just cannot unsee.
Ooh, corduroy suits.
Oh, my gracious. Started a brush fire when I walked down the hall. Commandment number three, you don't need anger management.
No.
You need people to stop ticking you
off.
That's
it, right there.
Yes.
I don't have
a problem with anger.
No.
It comes quick.
It does.
It does.
And stays a while.
Yeah, it does. Comes and stays. Number four.
Uh-huh.
Your people skills are just fine.
Just fine.
It's your tolerance for idiots that needs work.
It's me against the world. Yeah.
That one just hit right close to home. I just tolerance for idiots. All right. Number five.
Uh-huh.
What's the biggest lie you tell yourself?
I'll remember that.
I don't need to write that down. Mm-hmm. I'll remember that.
I got this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, anymore, I'm driving down the road and I get an idea for a poem.
Uh-huh.
I have to pull off the side of the road right away.
Yes.
I can't wait till the next rest stop.
There's a little thing on your phone you can talk
into. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
I need to figure out how to use it. Number six, on time is when you get there.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I like the one where early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, you've noticed people your age are much older than you.
They are.
How did that happen?
Holy cow.
I thought getting old would take longer. I really did. I just...
Well, you got something there.
Right. Number eight, aging is slowing you down.
Yes.
Aging has slowing you down, but it hasn't shut you up.
I like that one.
Yeah. Age has slowed you down, hasn't shut you up.
Has not shut you up.
Matter of fact, it's made it worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Number nine, you still haven't learned to act your age, and you hope you never will.
That's a fact, yes.
Well, I can't. I've never been this age before. I don't know how to act this age.
This is a new experience. Right. Absolutely,
And the last commandment,
uh-huh.
One for the road. Means peeing before you leave
That's
the house.
That's right. Son Neil calls it a tactical.
A tactical?
Yeah.
Good idea. Oh, my goodness sakes, yes. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week. Luke Reed's riding along with us. Trey Allen has some poetry.
Yeah.
We have Chuck Pyle, the Statler Brothers.
Holy cow.
Junie Tunes.
Yes.
Yeah, let's start with New West, though,
let's
shall we?
Do
I bet you they're singing the Remember song.
Looking for my wallet and my car keys. They can't have gone too far. Just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone for lunch today, but I can't remember where or who it is I am meeting. But it's in my organizer somewhere, which I left out on the counter. Or was it outside in the car? The last time I remember driving was to that memory enhancement seminar. Now what's that far off distant ringing and that strangely familiar tone? Must be the person I am meeting calling on my brand new cordless phone, which I left under the covers. Or was it outside on the lawn? I've got just one more ring to go before my phone machine goes on. Hi, this is Dave, and your call sure means a lot to me. So leave a message at the tone, and I'll do my dangdest to remember to call you back when I get home. Beep, Dave. This is Carol. I'm trying not to cry. I've been waiting here an hour. I thought you loved me. This is goodbye. That voice sure sounds familiar. That name, it rings a bell. Let's see now. Where was I? Oh, well. Looking for my wallet and my car keys. They can't have gone too far. Well, just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are.
Oh, man, that song is our
theme song.
Our theme song. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Looking for my wallet and my car keys.
Yeah, if I take it out of my back pocket, it's gone.
Well, if I take it out of the pickup, that stays in the pickup for me.
Well, yeah. I got two of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A work truck and a personal
truck. Well, that's true. So you have to carry it with you. Yeah. I get it.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't have no idea. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
This is going to be a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Why is it we remember the trivial stuff and not the important things?
What is up with that?
I don't know. I guess certain things have been ingrained in you.
Well, it's like when you're teaching your children to talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
A lot of times you got to tell your kids to go to the house. Right?
Right. Yeah.
And they hear it once.
Oh, man, they hear that blue word one time.
One time.
One time, yeah.
And then they've got it till they're dead.
Yep.
And they use it in front of your parents.
And in front of your spouse.
And spouse.
In front of your spouse.
Yeah.
Well, and they pass it on to their kids. I'm finding this out now. It was my fault.
Yes.
Okay, but Dad did it to us.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's a cycle, isn't it?
It is.
It's kind of like the cycle of life.
Well, each generation hopes they do better than the last generation.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing better than maybe our dad did as far as that goes, as far as language goes.
Okay, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Yeah, right. Dylan says, Barry learned a new word the other day. His boy. Anyway.
And there's a lot of things they learn on the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a lot of things they learn at the Krell. But you got to explain to them, those things stay at the Krell.
Those are Krell words.
Those are Krell words.
Right.
That's the only place you can use
those. They don't happen, and they don't go to the church.
That's a fact.
There's just certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember our home phone number growing up?
3263.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, and that was back when you only had to dial the last four numbers.
Right.
Okay, if you were there.
862?
862.
Oh, yeah. Man, look at me go. Yeah. Look at there.
208-862-3263. There you go.
That's right.
Do you remember our post office box number?
24.
No. I remember it.
240 something.
248.
Yeah. No.
And if you put me in front of it, I bet I could do the combination.
I cannot, yep. No.
I can't tell you
what
the combination is.
Right.
Because it wasn't numbers, it was letters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was one of those old P.O. boxes with the letters on it and the dial.
ABC.
And you one way, one that, the other way, and back the other direction. Yeah.
Well, the Cora post office is still that way, but I don't know the combo.
So do you have to ask the postmaster?
For years.
Yeah.
The postmaster would hand me the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, they won't do that
They
now.
Don't do that anymore.
That so, doesn't
so happen
So
you can't
anymore.
Get the mail.
No. No, oh. I don't get the mail.
Well, luckily my P.O. box has a key and not a combination.
Not a combo.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is
right.
that.
Yeah. I can remember the combination to our childhood P.O. box, but can't remember the combination to my gun safe.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
What in the world?
And every dirty, nasty joke and story you've ever heard, you can pull it out every time.
Somebody says, tell me a joke, and the only one you can come up with is one that's not appropriate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, the good stuff, don't stay.
Hey, you're on your own.
On your own.
Hey, we need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Junie Fisher is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348, and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.